Aphoresis. The apparatus whirs and hums and occasionally clicks next to M's hospital bed. On the other side of the curtain, more machines join the quiet chorus. Nurses tread softly in rubber-soled shoes. Many of the patients are sleeping. It's like flying first class, with cheerful uniformed attendants offering a juice or crackers, a blanket or pillow, a pair of headphones to watch a movie on demand. Except on an airplane, they don't stick you with a needle the size of a garden hose, send your blood flowing through tubes to a centrifuge separating the parts into clear plastic bags hanging on a rack. Who knew such different colors combine to form the fluid that flows out of a cut? The yellow plasma, scarlet erythrocytes and platelets, and finally the deep crimson of stem cells, which might as well be gold for what they are worth to us. They will be the only path leading M to survival after chemo wipes out his bone marrow, leaving a barren field. These seeds will be sown, and we will watch them, holding our breath, to see if they sprout into a harvest of unmutated, non-malignant normality. The nurse knows what this bag of liquid means to us, seals it carefully before carrying it reverently to the scale, where she weighs it, and then a colleague does the same to make sure there are no errors, to ensure the precision of M's salvation. When she leaves to deliver it to the cryopreservation storage, I want to stop her. Surely she can't just walk off like that. There should be a benediction, a ceremony, an invocation before she heads down the linoleum hallway with M's life in her hands.